Senator McCain and his running mate Sarah Palin went trick-or-treating for votes yesterday in the candy capital, Hershey, Pennsylvania. They hope to pull off a big trick next week by winning the state, even though Pennsylvania has gone Democratic in the last four presidential elections. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
When she's not going to political rallies, Barb Day has the kind of job a lot of people would envy.
I'm actually a taste tester for Hershey. It's a good job. All Hershey products. They don't go out in the market until we taste them and evaluate them, and it's what we do.
At the moment, it's not Day's sweet tooth that's getting a workout, but her political palate. She and other Pennsylvania voters have been getting to sample the presidential candidates, and the Hershey resident has made her selection.
Oh, I think McCain would taste better because he's for every American. He has experience, which Obama doesn't. I think he's better for our country.
Polls suggest that Day is in the minority in Pennsylvania, where Barack Obama enjoys a comfortable double-digit lead. But Republican former Governor Tom Ridge insists outside of the big cities, his state is a lot closer than those polls would indicate.
You got the values voters in the Northeast and the Southwest. These are men and women and families that a lot of small towns, churchgoers. You got a lot of veterans in Pennsylvania. I think the veterans certainly break generally toward John's way. I've traveled enough around the state the past 3 months to dispute what the polls say.
With that in mind, McCain has been devoting a lot of time and resources to Pennsylvania in hopes of scoring an upset. He and running mate Sarah Palin have been barnstorming throughout the state. Yesterday, they teamed up for a joint rally in the hometown of the world's biggest chocolate factory.
So Hershey, it is going to come down to the wire here on November 4th, and it's going to come down to what we believe in. And our opponents put their faith in government. John and I, we put our faith in all of you.
As he has for the last 2 weeks, McCain challenged Obama's plan to raise taxes on the richest Americans in order to spread the wealth around. Obama has promised his tax hikes would only affect families and small businesses making more than $250,000 a year. McCain says that would effectively punish people for being successful.
You see, Senator Obama believes in redistributing wealth, not in policies that grow our economy and create jobs.
McCain's own plan to grow the economy consists of extending President Bush's tax cuts, making deeper cuts in capital gains taxes, and freezing large chunks of the federal budget. He and Palin also talked up their plans to boost domestic energy supplies. They want to expand offshore oil drilling, build dozens of new nuclear plants, and spend $2 billion a year on cleaner burning coal. That last idea is especially popular in Pennsylvania, one of the nation's biggest coal-producing states.
The United States of America, including the state of Pennsylvania, sits on the world's largest coal reserves. We'll use coal and clean coal technology to get us out of this ditch.
McCain smiled when the crowd responded by chanting, "We've got coal."
You've got coal, that's right. And you've got independence and you've got judgment, and that's why we're going to win this election on November the 4th.
Former Governor Ridge argues that McCain's deficit in Pennsylvania is only 4 or 5 percentage points. To overcome that gap, McCain is counting on Pennsylvania politics being like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get until the votes are counted. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the McCain campaign.